No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I've been watching Roy Brook for a while. I have seen his patriotism, his love of country, the honor that he wants to offer those who have served our country. And I appreciate his willingness to go out and do what he does to honor and respect our flag and the love of country that he has. I wanted Roy Brook to come on the program because I want him to share with you his patriotism. I want someone who's listening right now to think about the country that we live in, how blessed we are to be in this country, to have the freedoms that we have, to have the liberty that we have, and to touch someone today to help them understand the sacrifices that have been made for all of us through those who have served our country, both internationally and domestically. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Roy Brook.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate what you said, and God bless America.
Congratulations on your son retiring from the military today after his, how many years of service?
He had eight years of special ops.
We appreciate his service, and it's a great opportunity now to recognize your son and his service to our country as you recognize those on a daily basis that I see you. You're out there honoring those who have served.
Well, it is. It's an honor for me to do it. Privilege to be able to do what I do, and it's something that started 5 years ago this Memorial Day where I went out and just stood on Highway 280 here in Birmingham, just watched cars go by and, you know, waving to people, and then began to find out about other things, got involved with a few organizations, a Patriot Guard for one, and then, you know, just word of mouth and finding out events that were going on, and I don't really get invited to things. I just show up.
Right.
It's always a good experience.
Well, Roy, let's talk about your background. I know you said 5 years ago you stood at 280, but what led you to that point?
Well, you know, Mark, I really don't have a, any kind of background that would have led me to do that. But, you know, I've always had a love of country. It's always just been a personal thing. I think there must have been something on TV that sparked that patriotism in me to want to do something. So I just looked at my wife and I said, you know, I want to do something today. So I put my best patriotic stuff on that I had at that time. And she actually went with me. And we found a place where there really wasn't that much traffic because it was Memorial Day morning. People were off. But we walked up and down a median separating east and west 280 for about an hour. From then on, I just would go out, just stand on a corner and wave to the people, and I'd get, you know, people would blow their horns and would always have a good reception. That was encouraging, and I just did it more and more.
When I first became acquainted with you, Roy, was when Officer Nick O'Rear lost his life in Kimberly, Alabama, and a friend of mine, Sean Sherritt, shared a picture of you holding the flag and honoring that officer who had passed away after being in a chase with an offender.
Yeah, that was tragic, very tragic. And I think somebody, a friend of mine that knew him, that knew I do what I do, sent me a message and was telling me about it. And I just knew I had to go. So I went up there that day and stood for a few hours. And I think it was just a day or two or maybe the next day after it happened. So, of course, there was a lot of activity there. And I just stood back out of the way as far as I could get away from the building without getting in the street. Stood, and it was kind of a difficult day, but that's just something I choose to do, just honoring him and his family and all of our first responders at that time. And it's just something I want to do, Mark. I just want to honor people.
What has been the response so far from people that you have seen when someone comes and tells you that they appreciate what you're doing, that it actually has an effect or an impact on their own life?
Mark, I've made more friends than I've ever had in my life in this last 5 years. And not just Facebook friends, it's people that I've been to their houses and had meals with and visited with, you know, communicated on Facebook, of course. But some of the people that I've met are just way more than just Facebook friends. And it's very encouraging to keep doing what I'm doing. When people tell me they appreciate it, but a lot of times I go to events, especially funerals, and the way I do it, I stand way back, and a lot of times I never even talk to anybody and don't try to involve myself in their grief, but just let them know that somebody they usually don't even know cares about them. They appreciate that, and that's just to you know, show a little comfort and encouragement to them.
Well, and you know, Roy, there's so many people out there who want to make a difference, who want to show their concern. They sometimes don't know what to say or what to do. I suggest you don't have to say anything. You just let people know that you're there and that you care. And that does a lot for the family. I know during COVID-19, when funeral homes had restrictions, there were a couple of families in the area that we're having funerals, and we could stand at the road and hold a sign up and just show an act of kindness during their time of grief. I didn't have to verbally say anything to those people to let them know that I was there and that I cared.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's just a show of support. You know, like I said, sometimes I don't even talk to the people or anybody. And then they'll, somebody has taken a picture that I knew nothing about and somebody, and they'll want to know, who is that guy? And then sometimes somebody that does know me from my project will send that to me or tell that person who that guy was. They just express their appreciation, and they don't have to do that, but it's encouraging when they do.
Absolutely. If it's okay with you, Roy, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk some more about your effort, because I think that it's something that someone listening right now can do themselves. It's not something that's complicated. It's not difficult. It's just showing up and being there, knowing that somebody's grieving and that they're hurting, and then supporting that family and letting them know that we appreciate their service. Will you stick with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Folks, right now we have on the line Roy Brook. I appreciate Roy Brook and what he does and what he means to so many people. As he said, he's made a lot of friends out there through his effort, and I took notice of it after Nick O'Rear, a police officer in Kimberly, Alabama, had passed away, and Roy was holding a flag there in Kimberly, Alabama. A friend of mine, Sean Sherritt, shared that with me and let me know about Roy. As soon as I found out about Roy, I appreciated and respected what he was doing. I want you to think about this country. I want you to think about your level of patriotism right now. Those who serve our country, what do you think about them? Do you appreciate their service? I hope that you do, because the service and sacrifice that they volunteer their lives and they sacrifice themselves, whether they're in the military or law enforcement or some other first responder, these are people who have put themselves out there to serve and protect and to serve our country. And we appreciate that here at the Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Roy Brook. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. Or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I get on second base. Won't your dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now, I have on the line with me Mr. Roy Brook. As I said in the first segment, I appreciate what Roy does. He has been there for so many families since he started this 5 years ago. And one of the things that recently happened was a young man, Houston Tumlin of Pell City, he was 28 years old, he took his life. He served our country. And those who've been following the Mark White Show know I've covered military issues. I've covered first responder issues, the things that caused them great struggles in their life. And I want to help however I can to help them overcome those struggles. And of course, it's not just them, but their families that bear the burden. Roy Brook has been going to funerals. He's been at events. He's been around the state of Alabama as he hears the call. He hears a call and he goes. He sees what's happening out there in the world and he wants to make a difference. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Roy Brook.
Hey, Mark. Appreciate you having me on. My project, I call it the American Flag Project. Exactly what you said is what I do. If I know about something and I don't have a previous commitment, I'm going to go to it. Actually, I've been out of state a couple of times. Sometimes it's for a friend, and sometimes it's for people that, like I do locally, I don't know, but they were military. They deserve recognition, and whatever I can do to do that and hopefully encourage and bring comfort to the family, that's what I do.
One of the things that we've talked about here on the Mark White Show, Roy, is the stigma that goes with a first responder or someone in the military taking their life. For the family, it's one of the most tragic events that can ever happen to an individual and them to have to go through that. When you stand there and you honor these people who have taken their lives, I think it lets the family know that you're still there. When I share about a person and honor them and recognize them for their service, I believe it does have an effect on the family in a positive way so that they know that their loved one is still being acknowledged and still being recognized in a public way.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Families really suffer because of that. And there's been more than one situation like that I've stood for. This young man, I don't know. You never know what people are thinking. And had a little bit of a movie career and then a military career. And the thing they call PTSD, it's hard to spot that. And you never know how serious it is with people from person to person. That was just tough to find out about. I'm glad I did find out about it because I'm going to go and stand for him and for the family. Not something I'm looking forward to, but it's something that I want to do. And hopefully it'll be an encouragement.
One of the things I want to talk about, Roy, is Old Glory. The Stars and Stripes, our American flag, the banner we live under here in this country. You recently were given a flag from Sean Kinney with Stars and Stripes for Warriors. Would you like to share about Stars and Stripes for Warriors and what Sean and his team are doing?
Yes, and I appreciate Sean presenting me with that American flag folded on a mount and even with a plaque. And what Sean does is takes donations of flags, donations of any type to help him, maintain his project. And he'll fold them, the official fold, the triangle fold of the American flag, and put it on these mounts is what I'm calling them. For the individual, whoever that person is, he'll have a brass plate made with your name on it and a little something said about the person he's giving it to. And I think that's a great thing that he's doing. And I think he's given out several in a short time. And he just looks for opportunities. And I felt way underqualified to receive that for what I do. But he wanted to do it. And we met and he gave it to me. And I was very appreciative. But Sean is doing a good work and is worthy of our support.
I am actually going to invite Sean on the show to talk to him as well to recognize what he's doing with Stars and Stripes for Warriors. Yeah. When I see these opportunities, of course, I want to take them. And just like you, if you see something, you want to go. I do the same thing. I see people that are out there making a difference, and I want them to be on my show so that listeners can know that there are people like that. You honor our flag. You respect our flag. Let's talk about what this flag means to you so that maybe someone who hasn't grasped yet what the flag really means, maybe there are some people listening right now who haven't yet felt that feeling that I feel when I see the flag, when I put my hand on my heart, when I sing the national anthem.
The American flag to me represents freedom and opportunity and strength. And people that serve in our military, that's the one they serve under, and it represents them. And if you're an American, like it or not, it represents you. The American flag doesn't have a political angle to it. It's a symbol that identifies you as an American. And my love for the American flag is for what it stands for. I take care of it in an official manner. I try to keep it as I should. And I mean, it's hard to put in words. The American flag is a symbol of freedom.
So many people have served under that flag from all walks of life, have served our country so that we do have the freedoms that we have that I alluded to in the very first segment at the very start of the show, that we have these freedoms and they didn't come free. These people have served our country. I respect them just like our law enforcement officers who are out there serving men and women who are out there serving our communities every day. First responders, as I think about the tornadoes that just hit down in central Alabama, there are people out there. National Guard will be called in those circumstances. We'll have first responders out there, and they're there when the call is made to come out and to serve their community, and they don't hesitate.
That's right. Yeah, people respond because they want to. Even if they're being paid to do it, they're in that position to be paid because they want to be in that position. Talking about the tornadoes and so forth, I have found that the show of the American flag by anybody, any individual, but when I go into a ravaged area, I went to Fultondale. It was very encouraging that I found out from other people later that standing with the American flag was very encouraging. Law enforcement appreciated it. First responders of all kinds, you know, medical people appreciated the effort. I mean, the American flag, even if I go to a funeral where there's no military or first responder relation to that, people appreciate it. The American flag just stands for everything. And that's what I like to do.
On Red Day, which is today, that's Remember Everyone Deployed. And you do that. And I've had people on the program to talk about Red Day. I think about those who are deployed right now serving our country and their family who are making a sacrifice themselves without their loved one right now. But we do want to recognize those who are deployed right now and just give them honor and respect for what they're doing outside of our own borders as they serve our country.
Yeah, that's a big deal to me. Red, remember everyone deployed Red Friday. I post that on my Facebook page every Friday morning. That's very important. I mean, you don't hear about the men and women that are still in the fight. You don't hear it on regular news. So I try to keep that alive. And sometimes I'll make a comment. Yep, we're still there. We're still in it. Still in the fight. I've got several red shirts that reads to that effect. And sometimes I'll post a picture that I might have that was taken on a Friday, where I will have a red shirt on or a red sweater, and I'll include that in the Red Friday post. Yeah, we're deployed. I don't know how long we're going to be deployed, but let's remember them. That's until they all come home.
Absolutely. Well, Roy, I'm going to continue to follow you and what you're doing out there in the community. I just want to say that I appreciate you, and I hope that this message today, this show today, is an encouragement to those out there who have been thinking about ways that they can recognize those who serve, those who are serving our community, just good people who are trying to make a difference every single day in our country, because there are plenty of them. I sure am glad that I've had the opportunity to be able to have you on the show today, Roy.
Well, I enjoyed it. I appreciate you, Mark. And I'd just like to say that I appreciate what you do. The things that you bring attention to, maybe a sick child, maybe somebody that's hurting for whatever reason, somebody that nobody would actually know anything about except for your giving it attention. And I appreciate what you do, and I'm sure a lot of people do.
Well, thank you, Roy Brook, and God bless America, my friend.
God bless America. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Folks, we've had Roy Brook on the line with us. We appreciate him. I want to encourage you to follow Roy Brook in his efforts. I've shared some of the places that he's been. Find an opportunity for yourself to make a difference in your community. That's what the Mark White Show is about. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Then you can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, and Blueberry. We're here to make a difference. If the show is making an impact on your life, I want you to share it with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show, because we can all make a difference together. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Quentin Aaron, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I want to encourage people to be more kind to one another. We only have one life to live, and let's do it treating people the way we want to be treated in return. Spread some cheer, spread some love, be kind to one another. God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Abilene, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, Citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.